It's a story of a submarine that, after being in dry dock, had to be tested in water. And so it was sent out back into the ocean to see how it would perform. And it was immersed in a lot of deep, deep water. When the submarine came back hours later from its testing, the captain was asked how he and the crew had survived the storm. That while they were out at sea, a huge coastal storm whipped up the waves of the ocean and really caused a lot of damage. But yet the captain was surprised because on board they didn't feel anything. That somehow, being in the depths of the water, they were preserved from the roughness of the waves that were at the surface of the ocean. And I think that's a beautiful image for the role of the Holy Spirit in our lives. That no matter what the storms of life may bring about, it is the Holy Spirit who surrounds us, who is called forth upon us, who is called to draw up by our side and to comfort, to secure, to strengthen, to sanctify, to reaffirm us as Christ's disciples. It's interesting in the gospel that we hear this year from St. John, Jesus says to his disciples, "And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you always." So we have two advocates in life, Jesus, who always intercedes for us before the Father, but also the Paraclete, the Holy Spirit. He too is an advocate sent forth from the Father and the Son in order to strengthen us as we follow the Lord. And the root word of that term, advocate or Paraclete, again, is meaning to call forth by one's side. So on Pentecost, the Holy Spirit is being called by the risen Christ to draw up by our side and to strengthen us as we follow Jesus. On Pentecost, the Lord, the risen Christ, wants us to ask for a renewal of the Holy Spirit in our hearts and in our souls. He wants us to ask him for his grace, for his inspiration, his wisdom, his light, that the Holy Spirit is not something, but someone. He is a person. And oftentimes we often pray to Jesus. We're very comfortable in praying to Jesus. But do we often call upon the Holy Spirit? Do we speak to the Spirit, the Creator Spirit, whom we profess in the profession of faith, and ask him for his light, his guidance, his grace, for renewal of his gifts in our lives? Truly, the risen Christ wants us to do that and to rely on him. That the Holy Spirit is poured forth and renewed in the world, in the church, and in our souls this day in a special way, so that we may be firm in our faith, that we may be firm in following Jesus, again, despite the waves or the storms that arise in life. The Holy Spirit is there to comfort, to protect, and to strengthen us. We've all been disheartened over the past several weeks by the reports of so much violence that has broken out again in society. And some of the reports from the Texas school shooting have begun to highlight some of the lives of the people who were killed. And there's a beautiful story about one of the little girls who was shot, Ellie, who had, several weeks or days before, had posted a video with her father's help on social media. And she just simply witnessed to her love for the Lord. She said, "I want to give everyone an update. Jesus, he died for us. And because he died for us, when we die, we will be able to live with him forever in heaven. I have 3 pictures of him in my room. It was a very simple video, a very short video, but one that expressed the great faith that was in her heart. Her dad described her as one who loved the Lord, who loved to pray, and oftentimes at night would go in her room, fold her hands on her bed, and pray out loud so that her parents could pray with her. And again, all of us, our hearts are saddened and distraught by the loss of such beautiful lives. But I would say the witness there too is the power of the Holy Spirit that enabled such a person so young to be able to understand the great mystery of our faith. Whether, you know, that she did not know the consequences of what would happen several weeks later, but the deep faith that she had, her love for Jesus. Her uncle was interviewed on the news about a week later about what had happened, and he described his feelings, the sadness, the deep sadness, the anger that he felt. But he commented towards the end, as he described his niece again, as one who loved basketball, who loved to play with her bikes, but who loved to go to church and who loved to pray. He said, "You know, despite the sadness, despite the anger, I cannot hold any hatred for the young man who killed my niece." And I thought to myself, wow, how difficult that must be. But to me, that's a powerful witness of the Spirit, of the Paraclete, of the Advocate. He finished his interview by saying, by quoting, as a Christian, it says in Ephesians that all of us are called to forgive as God the Father has forgiven us in Christ Jesus. There's only one who could allow such an act of forgiveness to take place, and that's the Holy Spirit. That his heart would not be chained by hatred, but that love would conquer. That's the power of the Paraclete. That's the power of the Advocate, the one who is called forth from heaven to draw up by our side and to accompany us on our journey of faith. 20 years ago, as we were preparing for the Great Jubilee in 2000, John Paul II wrote a beautiful letter on the role of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And I want to leave us with his words, because they summarize so beautifully the role of the Holy Spirit, the power of the Paraclete in our midst. He says, "The Holy Spirit takes from Jesus and he transmits to everything, to all of us, unceasingly entering into the history of the world through the heart of man. For in our hearts, the Holy Spirit becomes the true father of the poor, the giver of gifts, the light of hearts. The Holy Spirit becomes the sweet guest of our soul, whom the church greets on the threshold of the innermost sanctuary of every human being. For he, the Holy Spirit, brings rest and relief in the midst of our toils. In the midst of the work of human hands and minds, the Holy Spirit brings rest and ease in the midst of the heat of day, in the midst of the anxieties and struggles and the perils of every age. It is he, the Paraclete, who brings consolation when the human heart grieves and is tempted to despair. What is hard, the Holy Spirit softens. What is frozen, the Holy Spirit warms. What is wayward, the Holy Spirit sets anew on the path to salvation." This beautiful feast of Pentecost, may we know that the Paraclete is alive. He is in our midst. He is within us, and he accompanies us every day to pour forth the graces of Jesus so that we may always be strong in our faith and in our following of the Lord.